And Elodia, with Fairhope Living Magazine, you brought a guest.
I sure did, Lori.
David Johnson, owner of Senior Care Authority. Good morning, David. You've got to, there you go. You've got your microphone.
Right. Good morning.
And tell us, what is Senior Care Authority?
Well, Senior Care Authority is a company that helps families who are considering a place for their aging family members. It goes all the way from independent living through nursing home. And what we do is we've got the expertise and the knowledge to be able to guide those families through that process. And the best part is there's no fee to the family for our work.
So you're not a facility. You're a facilitator, if you will?
Yes, ma'am. If you could imagine a realtor, a buyer agent for residential homes, I work a lot like they do. So I've got agreements with all the senior living communities who have allowed me to be able to represent them to potential residents. And so I know all about them. I've looked at their state inspection reports. I've been in and out of them, with the exception of 2020 when things were pretty much locked down. But
right.
I go in and look for things and talk to the residents. And I have clients who are in most of those communities, so I get really valuable feedback from them as well.
It's almost like a referral system, if you will, then.
It is like a referral system. Mm-hmm. We refer to ourselves as a placement company.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
More like someone to help you navigate through all of the options that are out
right.
there in senior okay. care. It's a very vast.
It is. Mm, when my
indeed.
Aunt relocated here, it was up to my brother and me and my sister-in-law to, you know, to kind of exhaustively look in between our schedules at all the different choices. And
yeah.
it's exhausting and it's difficult and we don't really know what we're doing like someone like you would.
Right. There's three primary questions that I asked when we get started. And that is, where do you want to be? What services do you need? And what is your budget? So that you don't have to interact with every option out there. So we tailor make the options for you based on those three criteria: location, services needed, and budget.
Very good. Very good. Well, as usual, we don't want our listeners to feel like they're interrupting us. This is a call-in show. We chat when the phone's not ringing, so give us a call at 928-9228. Lines are open. And don't forget about birthdays and anniversaries.
Yeah, if you've got anybody with a birthday or an anniversary coming up either this week or next, be sure and give us a call and put their names on our list, because on Friday, at the end of the program, we're going to have a drawing and give away a gift card to Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope.
Yummy, yummy. Mm-hmm. Have you? What do you think?
I have somebody that I would like to put on that list.
Okay.
I would like to wish a happy belated birthday to one Rick Miller, who is the director of Hatch Fairhope. His birthday was yesterday.
Okay, well, we will put Rick on the list as soon as I can find it. And we'll see if he can win a Rita's Frozen Treat of Fairhope. Mark, you've got their menu in front of mm-hmm. you. If you'd like to share about their yummy Italian ice selections.
Oh, yeah. Well,
maybe I don't have a birthday list yet. I'm thinking I must not.
Yeah, I think you did, because you put somebody on it yesterday.
Okay, well, I'll find it.
Okay.
Meanwhile, you can find Rita's Frozen Treats on Highway 98 in Fairhope next to Supercuts, open Monday through Saturday from noon until at least 7 or 8. They're even looking at maybe 9 as summertime
as it,
gets
yeah,
closer.
As it gets warmer
yeah.
and it's lighter later.
Mm-hmm.
So. And they've got the wonderful little benches out there. You can sit out there and enjoy an ice cream or a gelati. Not ice cream, frozen custard, which is slightly different from ice cream. Tastes great either way. Italian ice, which is fantastic. Kind of like the old Slurpee things, but except the ice is actually frozen. The flavor concentrate
yeah.
is actually frozen and not just poured over. So.
Right. That's what really makes a huge difference.
Really good.
Yummy,
so
yummy.
Whether you're going to take the kids or do like what I like to do sometimes, is I'll go pick one up and take it home and put a couple ounces of Grey Goose in it. It's really, really good.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
It's fantastic. So.
Yeah, he's figured out how to modify. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mark,
well,
is,
you know, you
Mark
gotta support
is the
your
master of modify.
So, yeah.
And I just saw somebody on one of the Facebook pages yesterday looking for food trucks and whatnot. So don't forget that Rita's Frozen Treats, has a couple of small, like, carts, mm-hmm. and then they have a big truck, a food truck, too. So if you've got an event and you need something like that, mm-hmm. be sure and let them know.
Yeah, not just a food truck, but a dessert cup, dessert truck, so.
There you go.
Put Leslie Preston on that list, too. Her birthday is tomorrow.
I'm just going to have to make a new
Just make
one.
A new list. Okay.
You know me. Ah, I found it.
Use those
Selena
yellow.
Stacy is okay. on the list. I found it. Silly me. All right, so we have Rick
Miller.
Rick Miller. And what was yours again, David?
Leslie Preston of Hope Blooms fame.
Leslie Preston.
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 Like press on.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. We got them. 928-9228 is our number. So, Elodia, I've had folks, I've just heard conversation about the cover of your magazine and the feature with the ladies of polo. Love that.
Absolutely, yes. That was a lot of fun. Worked well with it being International Women's Month.
Mm-hmm.
So we were very pleased to be able to feature those ladies.
I don't know if I brought the new issue in here or if I've got it at home to read, but wasn't there also a continuation on the American Legion Post 199 history?
Yes, there was. There was the second installment in a third three-series installment. So mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about the nightclub era of the American Legion and what it became after the Women's Business Club transitioned away from the Legion.
There it is, page 26.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve dance and dinner. What year do you think that was?
I believe that was 36.
Music by the Raving Cuckoos.
How about that? No, there were cuckoos even then.
Who would have thought in 1936 that would be the name of a band? Oh, look, there's our ad right there. Isn't that
right
nice?
There.
Your people do a really nice job.
Yes, they do.
And they email me to remind me of the deadline and everything that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a very, very nice ad, and we appreciate Fairhope Living Magazine very much and remind folks to read it online if you don't get it in your mailbox at fairhopelivingmagazine.com.
Now, I believe I read in the magazine that your family has a connection to the American Legion?
Yes, we do. My father and his siblings and his parents lived in the American Legion when they moved to Fairhope.
Okay.
Yep. So they moved, long story, but they moved from Texas to Bay Minette and then ultimately to Fairhope, and moved specifically so that the children could go to the organic school. My grandmother was from Mobile. She was a Roberts from the old Mobile Roberts family.
Okay.
And she went to the Daphne Normal School. She was
now
a teacher.
Was your father Malachi?
No, my father was Claude.
Claude, of course. Mm-hmm. I remember Claude.
Yep. And so they moved back to Bay Minette, lived on the Burns. At the Burns family farm, my grandmother was a Roberts, and she was related to Bradley Burns' mother, was my grandmother's sister, I believe, if that's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Small world, isn't it?
Yes. That's so a very cool. small world. But they moved to Fairhope, and they lived in the American Legion for a little while.
That's wild. Before it was actually a club, or when there was still the facility upstairs, I guess, for the like a hotel room.
No, they rented the whole entire house.
Whoa.
It was a boarding house at one period in time, and so they rented the whole entire house.
Wow. Hmm. Well, read all about it in the March issue of Fairhope Living Magazine. And give us a call at 928-9228. We are visiting with Elodia and David Johnson from Senior Care Authority. And you work with placing seniors that might need, when it's perhaps time to move from their own home to a more secure situation. Tell us about that, some of the examples that you run into.
Well, primarily it is the people that I help are at a point where going back home is not an option. But I do have a lot of clients who are working toward a simpler life, not having to keep the home up, not having to worry about things around the house, and they just want to have a better quality of life without all the responsibilities. So that's where we get into the independent living option, where there are several communities around in Baldwin County and Mobile County that do have independent living option. But the main focus is when someone has a hospitalization and they are gone from hospitalization to rehab, and the the family realizes, well, it's, you know, it's just too much to go back home, so we're going to look into possibilities. One of the possibilities certainly is to have help come into the home. That's called in-home care.
Mm-hmm.
We traditionally around here call it sitters.
Right.
But
so you offer consultation and referral for that as well?
Yes. You know, just in the business, getting to know the players in the marketplace and getting feedback from clients allows me to become more knowledgeable than just one person who's doing this one time in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the family member is in rehab, we work with the family and with the discharge planners at the various rehabilitation facilities to say basically what do they need. It could be assisted living or it could be memory care. And memory care is for people who are suffering from dementia. And what they do is they go to a facility that or a facility. That's a no-no in our world. They're all communities because that is a sense of community where people move to really experience a higher quality of life rather than being isolated at home or not being able to do things. So we understand what their situation is. So a lot of my responsibility is to listen very well. Once I have the information I need, then I go into action and call the different communities to find out, do you have availability? And are you running any specials? Or can I, because I work with you a lot, can I ask you to give a discount for a particular situation?
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes they'll do that. The senior living communities in Baldwin County and Mobile are wonderful.
And there's a lot of choices. It can be overwhelming, I would
think.
Yes,
there's 26 different senior living communities in Mobile and Baldwin County.
Wow.
So rather than have to get on the phone with everyone and find out what, you know, if that's the right situation, just to go visit, then I kind of cut down to, well, these are the ones that fit your criteria, and then I do accompany them on the visit. So as we're walking around on the visit, I encourage people to use the three most valuable tools, which are their eyes, their ears, and their nose. So you can tell a lot about a place just using your nose.
Sure.
I encourage people not to just look at the hallways and the rooms, but look in the corners. See how clean the corners are, because that's going to be a reflection of how well the building is maintained. We do talk to the staff.
Don't look in my corners,
yeah,
please.
Stay out of my corners.
No way. No way. No white glove. No white glove.
We do encourage them to interact with the residents that are there because that, quite frankly, that's your best clue as to whether
right.
it's going to be a fit. Do I personally with my preferences and my background, do I feel comfortable with the residents
mm-hmm.
here?
Do I fit in? Does this
yes.
feel like home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
that's cool.
To a degree, I have two phrases that come up very often, and that is a senior living community is like a cruise ship without water, which
okay.
is one way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And also there is the part about imagine going back to college and living in a dorm. We encourage people to experience the carefree lifestyle and take advantage of the different activities the community uses or offers. They also have transportation back and forth to the different physician offices. They take outings. I know there's a couple of communities here in Fairhope, and one day a week they'll just get their bus loaded up and they'll just drive out through the countryside or they'll
mm-hmm.
go by, down
mm-hmm.
by the bay.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about driving or traffic or anything. You're being chauffeured around
right.
to see what's going on. So you don't lose touch with the outside. You're free to come and go as you want. There's still a lot of people that are driving that live in senior living communities. So it's just their way of saying, I don't want the responsibilities of home ownership, but I do want the freedom that I can enjoy.
But mm-hmm. I don't want to change a light bulb. I don't want to cut the grass. I don't want to worry about the leaky faucet.
And
you know, that makes sense. It
mm-hmm.
is.
Assisted living includes three meals a day, snacks, activities. Independent living generally includes at least one meal a day
mm-hmm.
because the independent living communities have full kitchens, whereas assisted living consists of a mini fridge, a microwave, and a sink because you really don't need to cook there.
Right.
But you might want some popcorn
right.
at night.
Okay. Well, thank you. We're visiting with David Johnson from Senior Care Authority, who's here with Elodia Arnold from Fairhope Living Magazine.
Yeah, how do folks get in touch with you?
Well, they can just call me at 597-4234.
597-4234.
Correct. Or they can just email me at david@seniorcareauthority.com.
That's easy enough. david@seniorcareauthority.com.
That's yeah, several years ago, we had a friend who the person he lived with is sort of caretaker. Caretaker's not the right word, but, you know, she watched out for him and made sure that he was always going where he needed to go and doing whatever he needed to do. That wasn't the nature of their relationship, but that's just what she did for him. And he got to be too much for her, and so she had to put him in a location. Well, the location they put him in wound up being terrible. It was an individual or something, and he wound up going to this place with, remember, it had no sheets, and our friend Joyce had the other friend, and
let's just say it was a bad situation.
It was a really bad situation.
They needed you really bad.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's why I want people to be able to get in touch with you about this, so...
Right. It's there's a lot of different options, and I always say if you've seen one community, you've seen one community. Besides the fact that they have different personalities from their residents, they also have different services, and their pricing is much different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're all licensed by the state of Alabama. Assisted living and memory care are licensed and regulated by the state of Alabama, so they come in and do their inspections every 2 years.
Right, that's good. That's good.
But we are in and out of there pre-COVID. We were in and out of every community probably once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
With tours or not, even when I don't have tours scheduled, I like to go by and check on my clients that are in the communities just to see how they're doing and if their needs are being met there.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
David, you really can act as an advocate for your clients, and you can also help mediate between the family members, you know, all of the brothers and sisters that may be concerned about mom or dad and what might be going on, and make sure that everybody's happy, right?
That is true. I could get into specific examples, but I won't. But needless to say, not every family is on the same page when it comes to what's best for their parents. And so I try to bring through the positive aspects of it and get everybody on the same page regarding a very, very important decision.
Very good. Thank you. And we'll talk more very, very shortly with Elodia and David here at WABF and Swap Shop at 928-9228. Lines are open. We would love to hear from you. WABF 928-9228 for the Gulf Coast Swap Shop. Our lines are open. Mm-hmm. We're visiting with Elodia Arnold from Fairhope Living Magazine and David Johnson, Senior Care Authority. You're a placement referral service for elder care, whether it's someone that wants to go independent living or someone that needs more care. On your flyer, you have 7 signs that your family may need help. So why don't we go over some of those? Let's say, especially if you're not here on a regular basis, you know, if you come visit mom or dad or Aunt Lois, you know, once every few months, it's easier to see these signs because it's like, wow, a stark change. But if you're around a lot, they may be more gradual. But what are the signs that you might need the services of Senior Care Authority?
Right. Before I get into that, I just want to say that the average distance between children and parents in the country today is 400 miles.
Whoa.
So you're really hitting on an important point that a lot of people only see their aging family members once or twice a year. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that you can really determine, well, you know, they're getting to the point where I think they could use some assistance, is if you see their hygiene declining, their hair's unkept, or maybe they've not been to the dentist, or they're just in a sense of just, you can tell it's not, the hygiene's not what it used to be. If they're not locking the doors at night, or maybe leaving the stove on, or the water's running, they're looking in the refrigerator. That's a key. When you're visiting, if you don't visit on a regular basis, take a look in the refrigerator. See if there's things in there that should have been thrown out months ago.
Mark, that's also the sign of a bachelor, just saying.
Mark, the age start point in most communities is 55. So.
Or for me, it would have been 45. the age start up at 55? So
yes.
I'm eligible. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I'm not telling your age. You look about 35.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, we used to, Homestead Village sponsored this program for many, many, many years, and we would talk about it and like, damn, we need to go live there because it's so, everything we said was so great to have those services.
Yeah, now we can.
Yeah.
And now we can.
Now you're alive.
The good news is now we can. The bad news is
now we
now
can.
We can. Yeah. So.
And 5 years ago when I started the business, I within a month realized, boy, this would be the lifestyle I'd like. If you, again, I mentioned as you're touring communities to use your nose. Well, use your nose when you go visit your aging adult family members to see if there's any unpleasant odors. If they've not done their laundry, if there's piles of laundry or piles of unopened mail.
Are you spying on me? Wait a minute. This
you can
is
do that
scary.
You can do that without them noticing you're doing anything.
Just look around.
If they're confused, you know, during conversations, if there's references to things that happened months ago and they're being treated as if they're current, just you can, in a conversation, you can tell if people are declining mentally. And finally, if there's escalating disagreements about family care choices.
Okay.
So, you know, if they are in denial about maybe needing to go, because I'll tell you, most aging adults, when you mention senior living communities, the first thing that pops in the mind is the nursing home.
And they say, I don't want to go. I want to stay home.
Don't put me in that old folks home.
Right.
Well, I'm here to tell you, as I said earlier, these senior living communities are a lot like being on a cruise ship without the water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or a really nice hotel. I mean, with entertainment and all kinds of facilities and activities. It
exactly.
really is
yeah, well,
nice.
I've told my dad before, because he's talked about, you know, one of these days we're going to get to that point where we've got to go in a home. And I said, I'm not putting you all in a home. I'm putting you on a cruise ship.
So, you know, you're about the fifth person that's told me that their retirement plan is to just book a continual cruise on the ship. Not a bad idea. But
if you don't need any medical or ambulatory
medical.
Services,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, even though they offer those on the ship, I think what happens is I couldn't do it because I would lose my connection to my personal community.
Right.
Because the whole family's not getting on that ship.
That's true.
And, you know, once you're out
Fingers
there
crossed.
And change your mind, well, you got to wait until you go to port somewhere.
That's a good point. You can have all the luxury and the amenities and still be in the community where your friends and loved ones are. That's a good point.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, 928-9228 is our number. Lines are open, and we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, I want to switch gears just a little bit and talk to Lodia. What have you got coming up in the next episode, next issue?
Sure.
It should be coming out, next week or week after next?
It'll be out around the 5th of the month is when we typically hit mailboxes.
Okay.
So we were just a few days past in March, but April will be out on time. So we've got some really interesting stories coming up. We have our third installment on the Legion story. So that we're going to...
We'll talk about in just a minute.
Yep.
Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
This is WABF. 928-9228 is our number. Lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. David, with Senior Care Authority, what else would you like to mention that we haven't talked about yet? Mark, did you have a question?
How do folks afford your services? Because I understand Medicaid won't pay for a lot of these places.
Correct. It's unfortunately in Alabama, Medicaid does not assist in payment for assisted living. Other states do. The Florida Panhandle, Florida does have a supplement for assisted living through their Medicaid program. However, there is a VA benefit for anyone or surviving spouse of a veteran, and if they serve during active wartime, there's a quite good supplement that can be provided through the VA aid and attendance program, and I'm happy to give a high level overview to them about how to do it, and then I have a gentleman who specifically helps the families get the Veterans Administration benefit.
Okay. Yeah, because dealing with the VA can, if you don't know what you're doing, it can be a genuine nightmare, as I have found out. So you've got people that can specifically talk to that specific part of the VA? Because I know if you just contact the VA, they'll say, oh, well, let's send you to this person. And it may have nothing to do with what you're...
Members. But I also want to encourage families to the most... are the easiest families I work with are those who get started early.
Okay.
So you don't necessarily have to be saying, I'm moving in next month, or I'm moving in next week, or I have to move in. Get a feel for what's out there early, so that when the time comes, you're knowledgeable what's
mm-hmm.
going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I do help quite a few families with that. But it's just, as I said, it's a blessing to be able to help families in this process. And, the best part is there's no charge to the families that I'm helping.
Yeah. And there are 26 choices in Baldwin County alone.
26 in Baldwin and Mobile County.
Baldwin and Mobile.
And that doesn't count the skilled nursing. That is just assisted living, independent living.
So why not have somebody, like you compared it to a realtor. Let them do the shopping for you and select what fits you best.
Absolutely. And finally, as I work with clients, I always think of my parents, who are both gone now, but would it be a place that I would want my parents to be? And so I am going to give you the objective, unfiltered, non-sales pitch about what is good and what is bad about each community, and tailor make a solution for you that will work.
Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you.
And the name of your...
Senior Care Authority. I'm David Johnson. My number's 597-4234. Thanks.
597-4234, or email david@seniorcareauthority.com. And Elodia Arnold, thank you for your sponsor spotlight and
Absolutely.
Introducing us to David, who is featured as well, an ad in the Fair Hope Living magazine. Thank you so much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
Swap Shop is brought to you today by these fine local businesses.
By Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory, Fair Hope Hemp CBD, Easy Tax Refunds, Rita's Frozen Treats of Fair Hope, and of course, Fair Hope Living Magazine.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is WABF, Mobile Fair Hope, great music and memories. Say bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Have a good one, and may God bless you.